Well, you just heard John telling you about planned defense cuts at the Pentagon, which will be announced by President Obama and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta today. Basically, they're talking about a number of things, big, big cuts, $450 billion or so over the next decade. And that has a trickle-down effect on the industries that supply the Pentagon, one of which is Boeing. An early casualty of these expected cuts seems to be coming among defense contractors in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita has been long known as the air capital of the world. That's for almost 100 years. Nearly two dozen different airplane manufacturing companies were in Kansas as early as 1921. Stearman, Cessna, Mooney, Beechcraft, Boeing, the big names in early aviation. They made B-29s, B-47s, B-52s, all built in Wichita. Wichita is to airplanes what Detroit is to cars. But after 9/11, orders for those new aircrafts plummeted. The aircraft manufacturers in Wichita slashed jobs, 15,000 of them between 2001 and 2004. And yesterday, another hard hit. Boeing announced it will close its defense, space, and security facility in Wichita by the end of next year, and more than 2,000 workers will be laid off. That's got to be hard news for you, Carl Brewer, mayor of Wichita. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me about Wichita and its relationship now with the aircraft companies. Is this kind of the end of an era?
Well, I don't believe that it is. You know, we still have all the other different companies to include. We have Cessna, Hawker Beechcraft, Bombardier Learjet, and we also have Airbus that's actually here in the city of Wichita. And there have been other aircraft companies that have been looking at the city of Wichita at what they can actually do here. So we still have a strong hold on the aviation industry, and we're seeing that a lot of our current companies are starting to expand and to get new products. So we're still doing some good things, and we also have our aviation training center, which is one of the best in the world. Other countries are coming here to look and see how we're actually doing that so that we can make sure that we have a skilled workforce that we've been extremely proud of. To be able to stay here in the city of Wichita.
But let me ask you, Mayor Carl Brewer, these 2,000 workers that are about to get laid off, do they have jobs to go to, or are they going to end up on unemployment?
Well, Boeing has made their announcement, and they said that this would be by the end of 2013. We don't know if that's an accurate date or not, but what we're doing is we have a group and the community's pulling together. A lot of our business people, and we have an organization, Greater Wichita Economic Development. And as you know, Boeing has been here for many years, so they affect our entire region, including the state of Kansas. But we have other mayors and other cities, and everyone's pulling together to go out and aggressively try to bring in additional businesses, diversify what we have, and make sure that when these individuals leave that workforce, that we'll have some place for them to go. And as I said, you know, a lot of our other aviation companies will have announcements that they'll be creating new product lines. So there'll be a need and a demand for these individuals.
Well,
this is a skilled workforce that a lot of people want.
That's Carl Brewer, mayor of Wichita. Lon Smith is also with us, executive director of the Kansas Aviation Museum. But, Lon, this is sad news. The departure of Boeing, to a certain extent, is a pretty significant marker on the history of flight in Wichita, isn't it?
Well, Boeing has been here for a long time and plays has played a big role in the heritage of our community. They actually arrived in 1934 with the departure of or the split up of United Aviation as a result of antitrust laws that resulted in the 1920 stock market crash, and Boeing of Seattle and Stearman of Wichita were blanketed under one new incorporation. And then in 1938, the Stearman brand was dropped, and it became Boeing of Wichita. During that time, they had built about 8,500 Model 30, or 73s and 75s, the iconic Stearman biplane that was sold to the federal government. And that's how they...
Did we lose Lon Smith? That was Lon Smith, executive director of the Kansas Aviation Museum. Carl Brewer, you worked for Boeing at one point, didn't you?
Yes, I worked there for 20 years, and currently I'm on a leave of absence from Spirit AeroSystems, which they actually produce a lot of sections for the Boeing company and the various different models of aircraft from 737 to 757-777-787. So they produce a lot of stuff for them. And so the Boeing company may be leaving, but that particular portion that they are actually doing here is a lot of the modification work on existing aircraft that they'll be doing. So we'll still be doing some of the basic manufacturing here in the city of Wichita.
That's Carl Brewer, mayor of Wichita. We have Lon Smith back, executive director of the Kansas Aviation Museum. You know, Lon, when a company goes away, it sounds as though there's other things happening in Wichita which will help the city survive. But at the same time, you know, when they ended the Pontiac brand, even though there's still auto manufacturers in Detroit, that was a blow because at some point when a company's been in a city for that long, it becomes part of the culture. It's almost as though it's part of the family, don't you think?
Well, I mean, there's some truth to that. And I personally liken this to, you know, finding out that a loved one has a terminal illness. You go through a grieving process, but as life happens, you move on, and you move on possibly to bigger and better things. And I personally have a lot of confidence in our local leadership, Mayor Brewer and others who are in leadership and government, business leaders that, as Mayor Brewer said, we'll diversify, we'll attract new aviation businesses. And as he described, for instance, Bombardier Learjet is bringing a new product online. That's going to create a lot of jobs right there. And you know, about half of the jobs that Boeing that we're losing are jobs that are going to other parts of the country. So those folks are going to have jobs. So we're really talking about maybe 1,200 or 1,500 jobs at most. And I just feel confident that the aviation business is coming back now. And I feel confident, as Mayor Brewer does, that, you know, these folks will be able to find some good, skilled jobs to help us advance our cause here in Wichita.
Which means Wichita will remain the air capital of the world there, Lon?
Absolutely.
Lon Smith, executive director of the Kansas Aviation Museum, and Carl Brewer, mayor of Wichita, where Boeing is closing its plant and laying off 2,000 workers by the end of next year. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.